Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
And welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we're going to have an open mic hour. So you will be able to call in at any time. And here are the toll-free numbers that you can call in to. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, worldwide, the call-in number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And again, this is for the entire hour, so feel free to call in. I've got all kinds of little bits and pieces of information that I wanted to share with you today. And again, it's most important to me that if you want to call in and chat, just know all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and that's all. And let me tell you what I perceive, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you're interested in finding out about. And we're going to have all kinds of different things, like I said, and so you may want to have a pad of paper and pen handy, because if I have a chance, I'll throw in a recipe. But I thought I would start off with a thought. Here we are with a brand new president. I was on the phone with someone this morning talking about how the company they're working for, the business has really dropped off. This woman was very concerned about her job. She works in the computer industry. She said, all of this is just absolutely devastating to us. And I said to her, I said, for now, it may be. Because when the condition of fear exists, when you promote fear all the time, and there's been many presidential elections that often is a spur to action, well, this is a time, I said, let it level out. And it will work in its own momentum so that the changes that are needed will be implemented and you'll see things improving. And she said, yes, but boy, it's really scary. I'm really concerned. I may not have a job. And she's in a sales positioning. Well, we chatted for a while and I said to her, understand you're in sales. A salesperson at this time under these circumstances is worth their weight in gold, and you're one of the top salespeople that they have. So I wouldn't be too concerned about that, because any business that will just get rid of their top salespeople, they deserve to have their financial throats cut, because the salesperson is the one that makes the connection with the people that are going to be those purchasing your products and or your services. So I said, this is something that anybody with 5 cents worth of common sense isn't going to do. So shift your attitude. Shift it. Shift it into a direction that's going to empower you, not disempower you. Realize, yes, there are changes. However, with those changes, there's also good opportunities. I don't know if you're familiar with a tiny little publication called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. And this little book, and believe me, it is a little book. You can carry it in your pocketbook readily and pull it out for reading convenience. Many years ago, my husband and I were perusing through an antique store. And I always love books, as you know, because I review so many of them every year. I really have a passion for them. And here was this tiny leather-bound book, very worn. It had been well used. And I said, this is something special. And when I was getting ready for the show, I thought, I'll just pull this book out, open it up, and see what pops up. Now, this is what I had, and I thought, interesting coincidence, just by the discussions I was having with people today. And I'm going to read this. This is written a long time ago by James Allen. Circumstance does not make the man. It reveals him to himself. No such conditions can exist as descending and device and its attendant sufferings apart from vicious inclinations or ascending into virtue in its pure happiness without the continued cultivation of virtuous aspirations. And man, therefore, as the lord and master of thought, is the maker of himself, the shaper and author of environment. Even at birth, the soul comes into its own, and through every step of its earthy pilgrimage, it attracts those combinations of conditions which reveal itself, which are the reflections of its own purity and impurity, its strengths and weaknesses. Men do not attract that which they want, but that which they are. That last sentence, the whole little paragraph is quite powerful. But we do not attract that which they, what we want, but that which we are. Now, if you come from a positioning of fear, if you have that attitude that the world is just disappearing and it's just not going to work for you, what do you think the result is going to be? And I know we've got a caller, and I'm going to get to that caller in a moment, but I want to finish my thought. I've gone through enough ups and downs in life to realize that it's not a straight line. And it's only when we're willing to do self-examination that we're going to be able to have that honesty and integrity with ourselves so that we can move on. Whether it's a nation, whether it is an individual, that level of responsibility is very much there. So instead of looking at life as something that is just this pathetic batch of circumstances and gee whiz, I'm just not going to be able to do anything, the world out there is stinking and rotten, hey, shift your attitude. Empower yourself, whether it's through education, information of some kind. Give yourself the opportunity to not just reach for a star, but to know that the journey that will take you there is going to not only be good for you, but also for the people that you come in contact with. You never know who's going to tell you that you have a ticket on a rocket ship that's going to take you, not just to the star, to the Milky Way, and maybe to other galaxies. I'm not making this up, folks. This is real. Believe in yourself. Let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Tina. I'm calling from Rye Brook, New York.
Well, Tina, where's Rye Brook?
In Westchester County, near White Plains.
Oh, my goodness. You're feeling a little bit of brisk weather, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, that's this time of the year. That's just the way it goes.
Where are you?
I am in the Pacific Northwest, where we finally got rid of our last bit of snow and ice. But every once in a while, we get surprises. I mean, it snowed here in April when you wouldn't expect it, even at the first part of May. So Mother Nature has a way of keeping us alert and aware out here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
All right, Tina, let's get down to business with you. The first thing that I'm looking at is money. Now, what I'm observing here is you have to do something like a game of strategy. I want you to not take this in a negative way. I want you to realize that you have an opportunity right in front of you to look at leveraging some dollars you have. Let's say you had a nice home and you had a bunch of equity. There might be a way of leveraging your equity so that you're going to get a return on those dollars. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and buy, you know, $50,000 worth of stock. I'm asking you to become educated. Look at money differently than what you have in the past. You don't need to be worried about being impoverished. You're needing to become more aware, though, of how money can work for you effectively in different ways. And I'm looking at a diversification of a portfolio. That sounds very fancy-dancy, but it's not really. I'm looking at you during the next 5 years, not 5 months, but the next 5 years, through careful strategy and planning, creating an economic situation for yourself that is really going to be very, very, very good. And I'm seeing you also, because of what you learn and how you're going to be working with money, you're going to be able to help some younger women. In fact, I think you're going to be teaching them. There may be like a small investment group that you're going to decide you want to link up with. And I think it's a great idea. You're going to find that you'll come together and there are these other women, and you'll brainstorm, you'll research. It's just very, very good. It's something that is solid, and you like the fellowship here because there's not going to be pettiness or anything of that nature that's going to interfere. But you're coming into a very significant cycle in your life, and it's a cycle where you're becoming even more self-assertive than you have been in the past. And you are willing to speak up and speak out, and you're choosing your words selectively. But you're finding that your whole new level of communication that you're developing, and it's taken about 6 to 7 years for this to evolve. This new level of communication is really liberating because you're not taking on other people's stuff in the process. This feels so good, and I'm seeing someone that you just think the world and all of. I'm wondering if it's a younger member of family. It's like they're trying to lasso you in emotionally. You're going to see it for what it is, and you're just going to say, sorry, you missed it that time. You're going to miss it again because I am not going to be held and bound emotionally, mentally, physically, emotionally. It's just not going to happen. You have to stand on your own 2 feet. I'll be glad to show you tools that you can use, but you're going to have to do it on your own. And I'm seeing a whimpering going on here, and they're just, oh, poor me, you just don't understand, and you just need to smile and say, I'll pat you on the head until you're willing to stand tall, but I'm not doing it for you. And you're just smiling. There's no pulling at the heartstrings because you realize that what you're doing is for their best interest. And it'll be a few years. They may decide to distance themselves from you because they just think, oh, you just don't understand. That's okay. It's all right. You do understand, totally. You've been through some rock-hard times. So they don't understand that you know what you know. And the time will come you'll be able to share it with them. But that's all right. You just mark your time. Trust yourself. You're doing good. By the way, you need an eye exam. Do you have a question for me?
It was about money because I'm fearful because I have my house on the market and it's not selling and I really want to move to North Carolina where my kids are.
All right. I want you to stop being fearful. I want you to realize that where you are and the fact that you're wanting to sell, lighten up with this. This isn't imperative that you be down in North Carolina right now. It may be to your best interest to not do that. So just be grateful for everything that you've got around you and know and accept that you're going to have that perfect buyer that when they come into your home, they're going to say, wow, I've been looking for this, and I'm so glad that it's still on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about this. You're in the dead of winter, dear. There's not a lot of people that are out hoofing it around.
Right.
Is there a reason why you've got it up now rather than waiting until spring when the flowers are out?
No, well, it's been on for over a year already. I just left it on the market instead of taking it off and put it back on.
Well, you know, just, it's okay. You've only got a couple of months until spring.
Right.
But I would say just take a deep breath about this. Your house is going to sell.
Right.
And you just need to make it okay and put it out there. And there are a lot of other people that have their homes for sale, but you're going to want that buyer that's looking for what you have. And then
right.
One of the things I'd encourage you to do is to look around your home and ask yourself, what is it that I could pack up and or get rid of at this time?
Right.
So that I don't have to bother with it at the last minute.
Okay.
And just start moving things out. You know, if you want to give things to the Goodwill, go ahead and give them to the Goodwill.
Yeah.
If you want to have a garage sale, of course, I don't think having a garage sale in the middle of winter is so
right.
exciting. However, springtime, I do that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of needy people right now, and if you wanted to do something with some special service and use it as a tax deduction, go right ahead. Go ahead and look, take one room at a time and look at it and say, if I had to move in a month, what
right.
would I want to take and what would I want to leave?
Okay.
And go ahead and start doing what you need to do. Don't wait until the last minute and get harassed and hassled over it.
Right.
Don't do that. Do it now.
Sounds good.
And if there's any small repairs or things that you think you need to do, go ahead and do them.
Yeah.
But don't stress yourself about this because the house will sell.
Oh, good. My son stressed me out. When are you going to sell that house? You should have sold it 2 years ago.
Say, son, it's okay. He may be the one I'm saying pat on the head.
Yeah.
All right? You right. need to enjoy where you are, what you are doing, count your blessings around you.
Yeah.
And really think about what's most important to you. Because your children, even though you would choose to be close to them, they're not going to have all that much time for you.
I know that, yeah.
So let's take a different perspective and work on you as an individual.
Yes.
Take time to give to yourself.
Right.
Don't worry about the kids. They're going to be doing their own thing.
I know, but I just miss my grandkids.
That's all right. You're going to still see them. You can always get on a plane and hop on down.
Right.
It's very simple. You're complicating this and making an emotional situation when you don't need to.
Yes.
Be in joy with right where you are. You've got a lot to be grateful for.
Right. I am grateful.
Tina, thanks so much for your call.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you have a fabulous day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. If you want to call in like Tina did, this is a full hour of open mic. I've got a lot of different little goodies to share with you. Here are the telephone numbers that you can call into, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Worldwide, that's right, anywhere in the world, you can call into this toll-free number, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And by the way, I want to let you know that I am going to be at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. If you're in the Los Angeles area and you are hearing this, you're going to hear ads during the hour. But I also wanted to let you know that my booth number is 537. I'll be at the Conscious Life Expo, and I'm going to be speaking at 7 o'clock on Friday evening the 13th. And this is of February. It's hard to believe. My goodness, that's just around the corner. I'm absolutely amazed. Also, if you have a special story, a recipe that you just know people will just love, then send me an email. I'm always interested in hearing from you. If you have questions or comments about the show, I'm interested, too, in hearing from you. But I want to say, go ahead and send me an email. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, international.com. And by the way, I want to let you know, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Jane Lyle. We will be, via technology, traveling to London, England, to talk with a lady whose passion is reading tea leaves. There's a wonderful, wonderful product that she's come up with called the Cup of Destiny, and it's going to be a lot of fun chatting with her. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Blythe McGarvey about shaking the globe. We are in a time of change, and that's good. Now, I had received a wonderful email from Dr. Bernie Dahl, who has been a guest on my show, but I thought it was so good that I just had to share it with you because it's about New Year's resolutions, and we haven't had much of a chance to talk about that on the show because so many other things have been going on. But when I got his material, I thought, this is so good. It's really a wonderful way to look at a new year. He said, historically, New Year's was first celebrated, to the best of our knowledge, by the Babylonians, and this was well over 4,000 years ago, on what is now March 23rd. March 23rd on our calendar. It's the beginning of springtime and the planting of new crops. Now, the Romans changed that a bit. They celebrated their New Year's on March 25th, but in 153 BCE, the Roman Senate declared January 1 as the beginning of the new year. So this went on. There were all kinds of changes via the calendar until Julius Caesar in 46 CE, when the Julian calendar established January 1 as the beginning of the new year in Western society. Now, resolutions, apparently, the Babylonians were interested in doing. And I don't know what your number one resolution has been, but their number one what resolution was to return borrowed farm equipment. Ah, yes, it's written down somewhere, so there was a lot of that going on. However, here are the 10 top resolutions of people in the United States. One is lose weight, two, exercise more, three, eat healthier, four, take time for yourself, 5, reduce stress. 6, take a vacation. 7, improve sleep habits. 8, educate yourself. 9, drink less alcohol. And 10, volunteer to help others. Now, those are the top 10. I don't know who did the service, the survey on this, but I thought that that was interesting. But he made a comment about it. He said, regardless of your situation, this new calendar year can provide another opportunity for you to take charge of your life, or somebody else will. So he said, let's make a few other changes. He said, know yourself, know your world, make wise choices, act decisively, and celebrate your life. Because each of us is a unique child of the cosmos. We've been given hardwired genetics from ancestors, and our world appears to be full of chaos, challenges, opportunities, and choices. Now, what we make of this is our responsibility. Sort of comes full circle with what I started the show with, doesn't it? And he said, one can choose a light or superficial approach, simply focusing on maximizing pleasure and avoiding pain. And a lot of people go this way. But if you're courageous, there is an opposite extreme of personal strategic planning, the journey into yourself, where you travel deeper into your own true nature and become aware of who you really are. Regardless of which direction you want to take, celebrate the life you have, the good people in your life, the possessions that you own, whatever you do, but above all, celebrate yourself. Celebrate where you are and what you have the opportunity of becoming. And I think that Bernie's comment there, I so appreciated sending it to me, because I really, really think that it has a lot of wisdom. And then he had a quote from Buddha. Every day a little birdie on my shoulder asks, is today the day? Am I doing all the things I should be doing? Am I being the person I should be? That's a quote by Buddha. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Summer. I'm calling from San Francisco.
And Summer, San Francisco is absolutely beautiful right now, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's raining.
That's beautiful for San Francisco. You need the water. Okay, Summer, let's just get right to business with you. The first thing that I am looking at in my mind is the word change. There are some motions of activity that you have been put, into the forefront, and you have been building up some momentum with your planning and your strategies. And as I'm looking at this, it's as if you're ready to go by the first part, or I'd say first to second week in March. You're really to go, ready to go full steam ahead. There's a lot going on with you, and you're not going to have a heck of a lot of free time. So I want you to try to keep pace, and maybe since we're right in the first part of this new year, maybe make an objective for yourself that either you're going to give yourself half a day a week, regardless of what's going on, and this is your time, or you just have time to be quiet. Maybe give yourself a half hour, an hour a day. However you choose to do it, it has to be given to you. Because otherwise, I am seeing you feeling almost like an oppressiveness where I'm not even breathing deeply. It's like I'm breathing so shallowly that I'm depleting my energy. So you need to have time for yourself. And it doesn't mean you go out running. It doesn't mean, it just means quiet time, meditative time. No noise, just quiet time in a way that you would enjoy it. It is so important for you because you have got a lot on your plate. I'm seeing you stacking so many things up, and you're going to be doing a real balancing act between now and, I think, the 7th of July. So make an objective for you to have some time that is your time. Nobody's going to interfere with it. You, God, and the universe, and that's it. That will enable you to maintain this balance of multitasking that I'm seeing you doing. You're really quite good at it. But why do you want to stress yourself out heavily? Don't do that. Give yourself this gift. Make this a determining factor for yourself, and everything's going to fall into place. Your hard work is going to pay off, but you're really moving this year. You're not sitting back and waiting for anybody to make things happen. What would you like to ask me today?
Well, I'm about to make an offer on the house, and I'd like to ask you, what do you think about that house, and will it go through?
Well, I think it will go through. What kind? Well, let's see. You're making an offer on the house. Tell me what the status is right now, because I think you've got a very good chance of getting it. What is the cost on the house? How big a place is it, and where is it located?
It's located in, I don't want to say the actual city, but it's in, it's on the San Francisco Bay Area, and it's in the range that I can afford.
All right.
So it's actually, I'm thinking about offering lower than the bank is asking for, but I'm not sure if they are happy about it.
Well, they're not going to be happy about it, but if you're the only one that comes in on a bid, is this a foreclosure?
That was bank-owned. I think it has already gone through foreclosure, and now it's owned by the bank.
All right, let's not. You need to ask yourself a question. If you really like this place, you're in a position of negotiation, and talk to the bank. Talk to the bank and just be very candid and say, what can we do here? For example, let's say the place was $500,000, and with the foreclosure, maybe they're going to sell it for $300,000, and you'd like to offer them $275,000. See if you can come to a middle ground here. And I'm just throwing these numbers out just for the heck of it. You need to be aware that this is going to give you some very significant financial validity. And you are going to be in a position where you can take care of this place. I'm looking at you considering turning it in about 2.5 to 3 years. I'd recommend you wait 5 years and do whatever you want to do, and do whatever little things you want to do to this place to fix it up, but don't invest, you know, like $100,000 in trying to bring it up to par. Do little tiny things. Make a to-do list once you get it. But I think you have a very good chance of getting this. And I think that you just need to be very open. Don't try to come across as a hard-nosed person. Just be yourself and see what they're going to do. Because the bank actually will be losing money on this negotiation.
Well, I'm only going to offer slightly below what they wanted. So it's not that much. It's only like a couple thousand dollars off. Lower.
Well, then I don't think there's that much of a deal. What I would do is instead of just $2,000, offer them $5,000 less. And then see what they have to say about that. And
okay.
If they say, well, no, we just can't do it, say, well, would you be able to do it for $3,000 less? And the reason it's important to me is because I know I've got these costs when I go into this house, and I want to be able to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So come from a positioning of honesty and integrity. I think that you know, you're not talking about a whole bunch of money, but they are losing money on this.
Yeah, I know. They are.
So I don't think that there's that much to nitpick over. But if you're taking care of closing costs or some other costs, and all of this can be incorporated in, I think they'd be willing to work with you on this.
Okay.
All right? But it's
okay.
It is, you've got a good buy here. You do need to be sure that you have adequate insurance on your place. Do not underinsure this house.
Okay.
Don't go cheap on the insurance.
Okay. And how do you feel about the house?
It's going to need some work, dear.
Okay.
It's going to need some work. And you know that. You're aware of that. So what
yeah,
I would do is just make a to-do list. Go in, and when everything has been cleared and everything's in order, don't be apprehensive and don't be nitpicky over things. Don't be penny wise and pound foolish. This is something that as an asset, as you are able to fix it up, that's going to prove to be an advantage to you. And there is going to be a wall that you're going to want to remove from the interior that will really open up an area of space that will be so nice. But work it out. Look at what you can do, what can fit into a budget, and give yourself maybe a 5-year program. And you're going to have a very, very nice house, and it will not be difficult to sell when you're ready to sell it.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and congratulations. Having your new home would be really, it always feels good.
Yes. Thank you.
You are welcome, Summer. This is okay. Donna Siebel. Oh, my goodness, we've got to take a break, so don't go away. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Join us at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival, February 13th through 16th at the LAX Hilton, 5711 West Century Boulevard, Los Angeles. We are bringing together cutting-edge speakers including David Icke, Sonia Hoquette, celebrity and musician David Carradine, Danyon Brinkley, George Norrie, Sean David Morton, Vashali, and many more. Visit www.consciouslifeexpo.com or call the box office 800-367-5777 for discounted tickets.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Siebel accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Siebel, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. You think you've heard of everything, and I don't know about you, but there are so many times that you wonder who comes up with certain laws. Well, when I came across this article about Scranton, Pennsylvania, I just had to chuckle. So I couldn't pass it up. I just had to share it with you. It is absolutely official. You can now legally curse your overflowing toilet in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Now, this is just beyond me. The city paid a woman $19,000 to settle a claim after she was charged with disorderly conduct for yelling at an offending commode. This is for real. This is not made up. This lady was facing up to 90 days in jail after a neighbor of hers, who was an off-duty police officer, heard her swearing profusely through an open window. Now, the local court ruled in the officer's favor, the lady's name, she has a last name, and I'm not going to mention it, that is a male name. After she went into court, finding that arguing with one's bathroom fixture is constitutionally protected. I mean, come on. Gee whiz. What? But it was too good to pass up. So, ladies and gentlemen, if ever you're in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and you want to scream at the toilet, it's legally okay. Oh, like I said, I just could not pass that up. That was just too good. And I wanted to share something with you that I had come across. I mentioned this the other day. Oh, and also I wanted to get to a question about past lives. And this was something that one of the listeners, his name was Ron, and we were talking about it day before yesterday, and then we ran out of time. So I want to see if I can answer his question a little bit better than I did the other day, because we had a caller that called in. But this information came across my desk, and it's about Australian astrology. Australian astrology. I didn't know Australian astrology even existed. I mean, we all know about Chinese astrological signs and information there. Well, the Australians, the native Australians, observed the constellations in the sky, and they looked at them differently, and they associated them with creatures they were familiar with. Now, of course, we all know about the koalas and the dingoes. And they also associated it with the weather patterns and animal migration. So I thought it would be fun to share some of this with you, and you might get a kick out of it just like I did. Now, did you know that most of us would need binoculars to see the star creatures in an Australian night sky, but the Aborigines, that's not the case. They have eyesight that's five times as keen as the average individual. Makes you wonder why. What it is that genetically enabled that development to occur. There'd be a lot of us that would love to be able to develop that even more. Now, here you go. If you're born in January, now remember, this is by the month. This is not broken up the way we typically break up astrology. If you were born in January, you are considered a possum. Ah, yes. Now, they're cute little critters. Now, if you're detail-oriented as a possum, the Aborigines believe that you're destined to the rise to the top in any field where you can show off your skills. You have a flair for leadership, and you thrive in management positionings. And for 2009, yes, they said, for you possums, the economy is slowing, but despite that, possums are due to for one of their best financial years ever. And the blessings don't end there. Right now, if you put your mind to it, you can achieve anything, and this is the year you'll reap the benefits of your careful plans. Now, what about those of you born in February? Well, the critter you're associated with is the bat, and the bat is an exceptional creature. Of course, this represents soaring in areas where you can be of service, and you're the one that folks will flock to whenever they need a shoulder to lean on. You're very empathetic, nurturing, and you thrive in arenas of career like teaching, social work, counseling, or even if you work as a volunteer. It doesn't make any difference. Wherever you go, people relate to you. Now, for this year of 2009, it is the luckiest year for bats in 12 years, so spread your wings and your horizons. You'll be given a chance to make a real difference in the world, whether it's in your job or a cause you believe in. Follow your intuition, because it'll never steer you wrong. Now, for those of you born in March, you're a bilby. Yes. Now, these are rabbit-like marsupials. You don't hear very much about them, but they're absolutely precious. They represent creativity and imagination. Your mind, those of you born in March, is made even more productive because you have this uncanny ability to be able to absorb and store information. Now, bilbies in nature absolutely do their best in fields from, you know, where from medicine to arts. You just are absolutely going to, just blossom. Any place where imagination and a knowledge are assets, you are someone that has a knack for original ideas and solutions. Now, this year, a lot of the things that you have done in the past that maybe you haven't gotten any recognition for, it's going to come full circle. Your life is going to be very rich because of what you have done in the past in a positive way, and you are going to have all kinds of good things happening to you. So make room for people from your past to arrive on the scene again. They and others think very, very highly of you. So that's
important. I didn't need anything.
Hi, this is Donna speaking. Who have I got on the line?
How come you're not clear to me?
I don't know. Perhaps it was because I was chatting there for a minute. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania. Oh, did you hear the story about Scranton?
And where are you? What are you?
I am in the Pacific Northwest, in the state of Washington.
Okay.
And what's your first name or initial there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What's your first name or initial?
My first name?
Yes.
Maria.
Okay. All right, Maria. Now, it sounds like you are listening to the computer, and you've got a little bit of a time delay. And sometimes that happens with phone lines, so don't be upset with it. Just be aware that that is going to cause you to pause. So anyhow, what I'm looking at, Maria, is a lot of hard work paying off for you. I am looking at this year, and I want you to really trust your intuition. You are a person that has a great deal of intuitive ability, and you are very willing to share it with other people. However, you've been going through a pretty rough 2 years. There's been a lot of challenges that have been on your front doorstep during these last 2 years. But you are coming out of them. You've really done quite well. I do want you to take care of yourself physically, though, because I feel as if there are a lot of emotions that you have absorbed. And as I'm perceiving them, it's like it's right down in my stomach. And I just sometimes feel so heavy in that part of my body. And I want to say the body is absorbing a lot of the stress and a lot of the tension right in that section. And I'd like for you to learn some deep breathing exercises or to be able to do something physically that allows that tension to be taken out of that part of the body. Because it can make you feel very, very swollen, very uncomfortable. It can create a situation where you might be experiencing some lower back problems. So your body is absorbing all of this stress, and I'd like to see you be able to release it. And believe it or not, deep breathing exercises can really, really help you get through some stressful situations. But you're out of the worst part of it, and you're coming into a very steady, stable patterning in the next couple of months. So be patient with yourself and with what's going on. The worst is behind you. What would you like to ask me today?
Excuse me?
What would you like to ask me today?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you about my son and his family situation. My son has been so mad at me, and I wanted to know if things will work out in between the two of us, things will get better.
Well, the situation with your son has built up over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you need to have clarity about, and you need to realize that you cannot control his feelings, but you can be in integrity with him when you have a chance to communicate. There has been a game of manipulation that's gone on between the two of you for a lot of years. How old is your son?
My son is 40.
He's 40. Yeah, it's been going on a long time. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's time for the game to stop. This is an adult, and I think you're an adult, and I think that you need to make it okay that he is entitled to whatever feelings he wants to have, good, bad, or indifferent, but you don't need to play the game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is not necessary. It's sort of like the game of, if you loved me, this is what you would do. You don't love me because you're not doing what I want you to do. That's not what this is about. The game of manipulation has to stop. And I think it needs to be first with you and then with him. Now, I don't know the circumstances. This is just what I'm getting in mind.
Yes.
So you need to trust yourself and be honest about this, both for yourself and then realize that your son is going to have to come into his own understanding, and that's it. But don't try to manipulate him. Don't try to manipulate anything else. And that's something you're finally catching up to. And I think that that's one of the big things that is going to give you a sense of relief and peace.
Okay. Okay.
Does that help you, hon?
Oh, I think so. I think so. It's a lot of, you know, it's because I babysitting for the kids. Even
mm-hmm.
though I live 3 hours away, I go there and watch these kids every other week. And it's like, oh, my goodness. And it's like, I'm so afraid he's going to take these kids away from me.
Well, this is something, these children are not owned by you, all right?
Right.
These are your grandchildren, and you can love them, and you love them dearly.
Yeah,
the fact that you're doing this, and if he says, well, if you don't do what I want you to do, then you can't be around the children anymore, and you're sitting in fear and say, oh, gee whiz, no, that's a manipulation game, and you both have been playing this for far too long.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do not want to continue to do this, then that has to be okay. And if he doesn't like it, that's his problem.
Yes, yes.
He's going to have to resolve it. So
mm-hmm.
I want you to have integrity with yourself.
Yes.
No more manipulation games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Maria, I want to thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you for talking to me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. How'd you learn about the show?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for a moment. We'll be right back. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Interested in UFOs, the paranormal, predictions, prophecies, and psychics? Then join us along with David Icke, Sean David Morton, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Danyon Brinkley, Sonia Coquette, and many more at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo and Film Festival, February 13th to 16th at the LAX Hilton. Call the box office at 1-800-367-5777 or visit ConsciousLifeExpo.com for more information and discounted tickets. Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTeb Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. I want to take a note and mention something to you. I was going to participate in an email blitz for an author I had on last week, Eldon, and Eldon Taylor is a wonderful man. He has been deeply involved with brain research and helping people to empower themselves. Well, due to some challenges I had with servers, I know you hear me talk about this. I don't know, I've got a magic touch when it comes to computers that just drives me insane because it causes things to go wacky. Anyway, I wasn't able to do it. And so I said to Eldon Taylor's office staff, I said, I wasn't able to do it. This is out of my control. So I'll mention it on the air. Now, this is a program that he's put together, and his wonderful book, Choices and Illusions, which I thought was great, is incorporated within a course called Pillars of Success. So because I was not able to send out a mass email the way I would have liked to have done to notify everybody about this wonderful opportunity, then what I'm wanting to do is to tell you about this, and I want to encourage you, if you are interested in doing something for yourself, you can be in touch with them. You can call them at 800-964-3551. That's 800-964-3551. Mention that you heard about this wonderful, wonderful opportunity, Pillars of Success, and that you wanted to find out more about it. Mention the Donna Sebo Show. And I felt so badly that I wasn't able to follow through with the obligation that I had said I would do. So this is the next best thing. So Pillars of Success, Eldon Taylor, I had him on last week. His book is Choices and Illusions, which I recommend highly. But if you'd like to find out more about this wonderful course that he's offering, then go to 800-964-3551. That's toll-free. You can find out more information. Now, I also want to let those of you know, in Western Washington, there are two events coming up. One is going to be the Pacific Northwest Women's Show, and that is coming up the last weekend of March. And I'm going to be having a booth there. I'll be doing mini consultations. I'll be doing speaking engagements. I love this event. I mean, gals, just plan on that weekend, for heaven's sakes. Get together with your girlfriends, carpool on into Seattle. You will have the time of your life. This women's show, my goodness, we have well over 40,000 women that come out. It is just dynamic. All kinds of things going on. So go to northwestwomenshow.com, and you'll find out all of the information that you need to know. But this is an event coming up the last weekend in March. So it's going to be the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th. Put it on your calendars. Also, for those of you in Western Washington, I am going to be doing a class on April the 25th, which is a Saturday. It's going to be a mind power class. We are going to be talking about self-esteem. We're going to be talking about developing intuition and bringing the two together so it empowers you as a person to be more of what you want to be. So if you want more information about my class in Tacoma, Washington, that is going to be on April 25th, a Saturday. It'll be from 10 until 4. Just know we're going to be having more information put out. I'll be able to get my newsletter out smooth as silk this next time. And also, then I will be presenting information. And with the appearances that I'm doing, hey, we are going to have giveaways. Our new sponsor, which is OrthoTab, we are going to be having sample. We're going to have a contest for that. We're going to have something with Teresa Tapp. Oh, I got to tell you something. This is so exciting. I have a friend who started T-Tap. This is a woman of size. She has, in under 8 weeks, toned up 60 inches overall. I can hardly wait to tell Teresa. This is so exciting. She is thrilled, absolutely thrilled. So anyway, we've got all these good things happening, and on January 30th, for those of you in the Tacoma area and in the south end of Seattle, etc., I am going to be giving a nutritional educational class on glyconutrients. If you'd like some information on that, that's a week from Friday on January the 30th. Give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852. Holy Moses, I'm out of time. Gracious, this has been a wonderful hour. Thanks so much. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about tea leaves. Lots of fun, lots of good information. This is Donna Sebo. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.